Four different ballot proposals to fund some of the borough's maintenance backlog were discussed at the meeting that went until 11 p.m. Wednesday. In the end, two were approved. The first ordinance asked for $66 million in general obligation bonds. At the front of the maintenance line were Mary Cy Recreation Center, the Animal Shelter, a replacement elevator and maintenance at the Big Dipper Ice Arena, and a new ice plant for the Carlson Center. Ronnie Rosenberg says she's in the Animal Shelter 6 days a week.
It is an infection control and a safety nightmare. When I get to be on a first-name basis with maintenance personnel, I know that there's a lot of maintenance.
The school district asked for bonding for Phase 4 of remodeling Barnett Magnet School, a leaking roof for Ben Eielson Jr. and Senior High School, another roof for Wood River Elementary, and about $6 million in district-wide emergency upgrades. Dave Norum, Facilities Management for Schools, told the Assembly the Eielson School roof has had significant repair costs over the last 5 years.
Every summer, our guy goes out there, and it seems that once these roofs start to leak, it's just an indication that they continue to leak more and more.
Assembly members worried a package with all these items was asking too much for the voters to consider, so they passed a substitute ordinance of fewer projects totaling about $62 million. Ken Scotty says most ballot issues disproportionately affect property taxpayers.
One of the problems for borough property owners is we shoulder the majority of the burden and the entire borough votes. So when we send these items out to the voting public, they all vote to tax the property owners.
After public comment and debate among assembly members, they reconsidered this substitute and amended it to make it even smaller. In the end, only the Carlson Center ice plant, the two school roofs, Wood River and Ben Eielson, and the animal shelter are in the bond proposal. It totals now about $35 million. Public comment and debate got more vigorous about asking voters to exempt maintenance money from being counted under the revenue cap for two proposals, one to create a maintenance reserve fund and one to fund the Mary Cy pool exclusively. Aaron Lajewski says the law allows for voter approval to exceed the tax cap this way, but it makes him uncomfortable.
Basically, the tax cap is a leash that restricts and restrains the power of the borough government. And now we're saying, okay, we want our leash to stretch a little bit, to grow a little bit. It just feels like it's a violation of the tax cap. I know it is not. When you look at the letter of the law, it absolutely is not, but it certainly feels like it is.
The Maintenance Reserve Fund ordinance was passed and will be on the ballot. It would add $100 in taxes to every property owner for every $100,000 in assessed value. Mary Cy Pool was called out as a special priority in the ordinance language. After that was passed, the Assembly reconsidered an ordinance that would have created a bond issue exclusively for Mary Cy Pool and defeated it. So two propositions for maintenance funding will be on the October ballot in Fairbanks, along with renewing the borough tax cap. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.